Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how we win. You know that. You know what I mean by that. We win when you get informed. We win when you get informed and then you engage. We win when you have a clue and you can sit down and actually have a conversation with people. That's how we win. Otherwise, we're just like the people you're trying to make fun of, or we're just like the people you don't have any respect for. That's why I say, you get the info, step out on that information, don't be afraid to, but only do it when you know it to be true, or you believe it to be true based on information you've looked into, not others have spoon-fed you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean over here? Seriously. Anyway, check out JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening. There's a lot going on, and a lot you want to make sure that you're part of. Seriously, in all seriousness. Right, we've got some great stories up there. Give us a thumbs up, thumbs down. If you don't like them, just tell me you don't like them. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Yeah, I'm trying to do my best. Yeah, I may not be your cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's an old one, right? All right, lots and lots and lots of more stories coming in. Documents showing more and more as the days go on. The January 6th, well, it might have been a bit of a setup. I mean, some of us were saying that, but we're all crazy, right? And you're seeing more and more evidence. You really think that the neat neck freak, known as Donald Trump, would have had papers thrown all over the place in his dressing room? Right? I mean, seriously. They laid out these documents like somebody's actually going to believe that Donald Trump would have these secret documents. Of all the boxes he had these boxes and documents just laid out all over the floor. Right? Now, President Trump shared last week that he believed the FBI stole his will. The FBI also stole 1,800 other items that were not documents that belonged to President Trump. This was not a lawful or necessary search. It also widely known at this point that Joe Biden, who ordered the FBI access to Trump's, or who not only ordered but approved of his access to Trump's documents at Mar-a-Lago, has and received some of the information or the personal information of Trump's. Now, on top of that, there was speculation that some of the documents that they were looking for were the documents that Trump had tying Obama, some of things that were happening in the Ukraine and Iran. Wouldn't want those out there. Right? On pages 2 and 3 of the ruling, Judge Cannon revealed that it was Joe Biden who ordered the FBI access to the Mar-a-Lago documents and President Trump's personal belongings. It's right in the court documents. You can't say it's the right-wing lunatic saying this. And I guess that was okay. This is why Trump should have, from day one, did what he promised to do. I did a real investigation on Hillary Clinton. Remember what she said? If he gets elected, I'm taking half of you with me. Well, what did that mean? What was going on that she had to make a comment like that? Do you know what I'm saying? So, if you got Joe Biden involved, or the White House involved, and signing off on these warrants or whatever they were that allowed them to go into Mar-a-Lago, then they did know what was going on. When Joe Biden said that he had no idea, he didn't know till it was going down, that was a lie. Well, I mean, for him it was the truth because I think he doesn't know half the stuff, right? In September 2022, Joe Hoft at the Gateway Pundit reported that Chris Wray's FBI created a fake crime scene at Trump's home. They added their own documents to the scene and doctored at least one of the photos. And you know what? The funny thing about it, with today's technology, you can work this stuff backwards and figure it out. It's not that hard. The FBI created the crime scene, inserted their own documents, and then photoshopped a document. Look at the top and the bottom of the photos when you see them. You can see them online. There's a number 2A indicating that this was a crime scene photo, as well as a type of tape measure across the bottom of the photo. Now, they threw the photos on the floor themselves because, again, there's no way that Trump was going to leave those on the floor. The man is just a neatness freak. Everybody knows it. Now, we know, if you look at the pictures, the containers were right next to the door. The documents would have been placed on the table. The FBI wanted to take a picture of the documents showing them as scattered across the floor. Right? They wanted to show that he really wasn't protecting the documents. Maybe he should have put them behind his car in his limo in the garage. Right? This was all, the way they were laying this out was all a lie at Mar-a-Lago. Because again, the cabinets are right next to the documents, which is likely where he put them, where he stored them. Or had them, I should say. Be back. We're going to hit this a little bit more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Get your story straight, and then go out there and tell it. It really ain't that hard, that easy, right? As long as you know you got your facts together, as long as you know, what you want to do and how you want to do and the story you're trying to tell and who you're talking with, it's a big difference. Seriously. Okay. Got just so many stories I'm trying to get under control. I'll put it that way. I think it's hilarious that so many students at these universities feel like they shouldn't be arrested. Like, I don't know what they're doing is so noble, so just, so good that we shouldn't arrest them. We should leave them alone. I mean, is that entitlement or am I confused here? That wouldn't be the first time I was confused, seriously. But, you know, when you start grabbing these kids, and they've got rocks, and, you know, they've got baseballs, they've got all kinds of things that could do nothing but cause damage, and you shouldn't have, you have no reason for having one there. But they want to make it sound like they're there to be peaceful. Well, you're not there to be peaceful when you have bash balls and rocks. It doesn't work that way. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. As you know, I started to talk about this earlier. We have Charlotte residents are shocked after the 4 law enforcement officers died, 4 others are injured in the shootout. Now, this was the first shooter was confirmed dead Monday afternoon. This is all in serving warrants. Yeah, these guys need to be defunded, all right, right? They're out there protecting you, getting in the way of bullets for you, and they're the bad guys, right? It's just amazing. The shootout began around 1:30 Monday while members of the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force were serving warrants for firearm possession by convicted felons. Now, hours and dozens of gunshots later, boy, there must have been a lot of guns and bullets there. The 4, or actually 3 at that point, of the task force members were fatally shot, and then one of the CMPD officers were fatally shot. When they serve warrants like this, it's usually 3 or 4 different agencies that get involved in it. And, you know, some said that it was just an enormous amount of gunshots. It really sounded like a war zone. Sarah said that her husband heard more than 50 gunshots. In the middle was what was supposed to be an average day, nothing major going on. The police chief, Johnny Jennings, confirmed during a Monday press conference that the suspect whom the police were serving the warrant on and who fired initial shots at the officers was deceased in the front yard. Gee, you shot at cops, you got shot dead, there's a shock and surprise, right? Now, I don't know, so don't ask me. Maybe I'll ask one of my deputy friends what they do when they have a situation like this, and you've got, you know, homes next door, kids that possibly could be walking. I know they do them pretty early. Kids that could possibly be walking out to go to school. Right? Seriously. How do you take care of that? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. You know what? You guys send me stories. You send me ideas. I think it's great. And I don't have a problem with doing them or talking about them. All right, Joey Biden's numbers are just, they just keep getting worse. I don't care how good you are. I don't care what you think that you have here. Right? Now, you got the whole media bending over backwards to help this guy out. Joey B., that is. Right? You got men, you got women, you got all these news sources, sports sources, all of them. And it's like they don't really care about the truth. They really don't care what's going on. And when you really look at when you really look at the bottom line as to how many jobs were actually created, where did they go? Who did they go with? Right? Were they jobs created by private sector? Were they created because there was more money available to them? Remember, you know, under Trump, there was more money, especially to black-owned businesses, startup black-owned businesses. So they could hire people, they could get the money they needed, they could get the facilities they needed to be successful. And yet here, nothing. And those millions and millions of jobs that Joe claimed to have created were jobs that came back from the pandemic. And even so, when they came back, what did Joe do? I mean, what did Joe do? He made it almost impossible because he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. He started attacking coal and oil. attack the... there is something wrong. When you have the automotive industry where they're losing jobs, you have the oil industry losing jobs, right? I mean, seriously, you've got all these jobs being lost to overseas to countries and companies, and they keep going back and endorsing Joe Biden. It's almost like you're paying your own executioner. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE. And if you don't believe me, you don't have to believe me. I'm not even going to give you stats because, frankly and honestly, go to the supermarket. No, I love when I hear the gas, national gas average is $3.88 a gallon. Where are you getting the average? Are you taking the average of one state, three cities in that one state? Because in California, some places it's over $7, and some places it's under $7. And coming up this summer, we're going to get our summer blend, which is really going to slap us around in the butts because it's going to, I think it adds either 41 or 52 cents, I can't remember, a gallon. Because you have to have a cleaner, we drive more. So you have to have a cleaner burning gasoline. And if that's the truth, and it really does burn cleaner, and we really care about the air, then why don't you have it all year round? What's okay to pollute during certain times of the year? I'm curious. I don't know how they come up with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Nashville locals are getting a little upset with all the people moving to their state. And not because they're inhospitable people. I don't blame them on this one. Because we've been doing more and more stories around this, right? Where Californians and others are moving to these states. The states they just ran away from. I wonder why the state that they ran away from, you know, well, the state they're in isn't more like the state they just ran away from. And they tell me it's not a mental illness. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. Cleanup efforts underway after deadly tornadoes in America's heartland. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials.
Tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan expected to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered after he supported additional aid for Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. I always appreciate the time you spend on the air or in the chat room with us. You know, smarter people than I always end up in there. And got a lot of stories I'm trying to get through. The I love this. These little stories that pop up that people send me, it's so true. It's kind of like, you know, Schumer got what he was looking for in this chip plant money that went out. Right, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to that, where the government basically subsidizes a business to open up here in this country and or in a state to bring revenue to that state. That's how they justify it. Well, we're going to spend this much, but, you know, over 847,000 years, we'll get this much back. It's just crazy. As far as I'm concerned, it's just crazy. Anyway, where was I? Come on, guys. Oh, Nashville, that's right. So Nashville locals they're sharing their concerns about this interstate transplant or planting. So Nashville becomes increasingly popular. We know why. Actually, Timmy and I had friends that moved there a few years back, 5 or 6 years ago, and said, hey, come on down. The water's great. So It has become increasingly more popular. You know, tourists and major companies are moving in that area. They love it. The local residents are great. But now they're talking about, hey, they're changing the nature of our towns. Now, Nashville has long been known as a popular destination for country music and you know, the enthusiasts that love barbecue and country and bachelorette parties. I don't even get that one. when the bachelorette parties become only popular in Tennessee. Nashville is booming. Locals are worried, though, about the future of Music City. I'm hearing from my friends that the city's already become quite liberal. Oracle founder Larry Ellison announced Tuesday he plans on moving the Software Giants Corporation headquartered to Nashville. He added it's the center of the healthcare industry. While moving the company's world headquarters, there may be an economic boom. Right? The state will love it when he shows up. But the question still remains whether the incoming tech companies will raise local cost of living. I mean, a lot of these residents have been there forever. They're happy with their services. They're happy with their towns. You guys come in, and we've read this before. It's not just you guys right, you guys left. You guys come in and start demanding all these services that raise that drive up taxes, and some of those people can't afford to be there anymore. You think that's okay? So the healthcare industry worker, Daniel Dunway, who moved to the area about 5 years ago, he said that she is concerned about affordability as well. I already pay a pretty penny to live here. I can afford it, but I don't know how much longer I can justify it. There may also be a cultural price as well, as there is much of the local population of the city becomes tech workers from other parts of the country. Nashville's always been a big town that felt like a small town. Right? Lifelong resident John Mitchell Morgan, he said, now we're a big town that frankly now feels like a big town. See, that's what always ruins it. I'm not saying we should stay back to the covered wagons. That's not what I mean, and you know it. But what I mean by it, honestly and truly, is you don't need that kind of growth all at once, and especially when people come from different parts of the country, different states. They have a preconceived notion of what they're due for services, and I don't think they really realize how much that costs. They don't realize that the people around them are paying for it. They complain about taxes. They complain about property taxes, and they complain when your garbage isn't picked up on time. Or the trees on the streets aren't trimmed properly. Or the streets have potholes in them. Where do you think that money comes from? I'm not a raise your taxes kind of guy. I don't mean that at all. But you still have to have some idea where does the money come from. Right? There are pain points in this growth, says 35-year-old real estate agent Kate Webster. She's lived in town for almost 15 years now. So she said, I'd rather live in a city that's growing than declining. Okay, well, that's a great line, lady, but truly growing at what rate? What kind of damage, if any, of it's doing? Is it good growth? Is it bad growth? You know, who's moving in there? No, really, honestly. So it's not all growth, not all technology is great. Look what's happening with AI right now. I'm telling you, man, I'm not saying we shouldn't go in that direction to a degree, but I have been one of those people who goes, no, this is going to be bad because you guys haven't put any safeguards in place or any of that stuff yet. So how are you going to protect it? How are you going to make sure that it doesn't, we've already had lawsuits against it because of false information that was posted or that AI put together on certain people. Right? So where are you with this? What are you willing to do or not do with this? Anyway, the one local realtor said that the changes are happening to the area, but they're happening too fast for the area. I get that, and it's not even a matter of just people not being ready for it. What about the infrastructure? Can the infrastructure handle it? Right, electricity, are you going to be able to, if you're bringing your electric car, is there enough infrastructure for you to be able to charge your electric cars? Just saying. Just asking. Anyway, 855-5-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Governor Newsom out of California, with all the things he's got going on, with all the woes that the state has and the issues that the state has, you know what he does? He asked the public for help. And all of you going, oh, cool, at least he's reaching out to the people. Oh, yeah, he reached out to the people, all right. He asked the public for help for designing a new $1 coin to honor the state's innovations. Really? Who's going to put out the coin? The state? You can't mint your own money. It's just amazing. He had many responses, but most of them pointed to there were anything but positive. How that? Put it that way. When people outside of California think of innovation, they think of things like Silicon Valley and the tech boom, as well as leading the way into wildlife conservation. But lately, businesses are fleeing. They're getting the heck out of here. They're getting out of Dodge. Because these people are going to tax these companies and tax some of the people who live here to a point where they're not going to be able to live here. They're not going to have any money. Right? And to show you how out of touch he is. How he's not listening. He never has listened to polls. But to show you how out of touch he is. He's running around to different states. He's touting himself as the abortion governor. The rights, the female rights governor. Female reproductive rights, unless you're in the womb. And as he's running around doing that, his state is folding. It's falling apart. And I think it's way over his head. He won't do what it takes to save it. That's for sure. You know, and many Californians now on both sides of the aisle are pointing to the governor and his attention towards a national pro-abortion campaign instead of issues right here in his own state, affecting his own state. These are Democrats saying these things. You've got insurance crisis because you've got insurance companies pulling out of California every chance they get. Your pro-abortion, you know, he's trying to drive the pro-abortion campaign across the country. The guy, there's something wrong here. Seriously. They've been, this whole state is being criticized over his, especially his failure to address the state's $73 billion budget deficit. He says it's not real. They're not giving you the right numbers. No, that's the numbers he wants. Make him feel better. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. I just floored on a regular basis some of the stuff that you guys sent me and the information. It's just amazing. Not that I didn't know and not that I didn't have a clue, but to see them go through with some of the stuff that they're trying to go through with, it's just amazing to me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that, you know, you're just trying to do the right thing. I don't even know how to put it. Just trying to do the right thing, making sure you got the information you need. Get out there, let people know what's happening, what's going on. Seriously. All right. Where am I here? I'm always lost when we come back from break. Let me hear one of these again. A Wyoming girl. Yes, she is a girl. She's been fined $400 for selling Girl Scout cookies in her grandmother's driveway. Now, she's 13 years old. She missed her sales goal due to a stickler municipal code in the city she lives in. Now, the fight between the city and the Girl Scouts and her mom began when the code enforcement officer asked the mom if she had the landowner's permission to sell from the city, from the street where she was, right? And park her vehicle in the driveway there as well. Now, the girl didn't answer the cop because she really didn't understand. She was parked in the driveway, her parents' driveway, and her daughter was there with the cart selling those from her parents' driveway. So the officer snapped photographs of their sales activity between the 13th and 15th to prove that Emma had set up a stand and that mom had parked illegally in the driveway, which straddled the public sidewalk on Pine Avenue. He said, "I personally don't think she ever understood that I was related to the Fairbanks, my parents who owned the driveway. The Fairbanks, McCarroll told, well, according to her, she told the paper, gave them all the information." Right? The Pinedale mayor, which is the city, told the paper that the mother was told to move and had refused to do so. She's selling Girl Scout cookies for her daughter, or with her daughter. I'm looking at the picture. She's not slowing anybody down. She's not in anybody's way. Right? She was given a $100 fine for parking on the sidewalk, a $100 fine for unlawful obstruction of another, and a $150 fine for a municipal code that said that there needs to be at least 5 feet of unobstructed passage on the sideway, on the sidewalk. Really? Is this the stuff we're beating our brains out with now? I mean, it's one thing to sit there and say, hey, look, guys, you got to move this or do that. You are sticking out a little bit too far on the sidewalk. Can you move that for me? That's a whole different thing than showing up and looking like the Gestapo. And you know you're violating code such and such and so. I mean, that would get anybody irritated, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm looking at the guy. I'm not a Girl Scout cookie freak. Right, but she wasn't doing anything to hurt anybody. And then yet you got people running around that are doing stuff to hurt people. And what do they get out? On a handshake. They don't get any fine. They don't get any jail time. They don't get anything. Just sad and amazing. Oh, this was the sad one I want to talk about. Right? You're talking about the International Criminal Court now. I know some of you guys caught this. Right? They're talking about putting out arrest warrants for Netanyahu and some of his leaders. Now, House Speaker Mike Johnson said the potential arrest warrants issued by the International Criminal Court against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israel officials would be a lawless action. The Israeli government is working under the assumption that the ICC's pro-sector, Karim Khan, might this week issue warrants for the arrest of Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and Israel Defense Forces Chief of Staff Herz Halevi. Now, the Times of Israel reported Sunday focusing on allegations that Israel has been deliberately starving Gazans in its military campaign to destroy Iranian-backed Hamas. I guarantee you that any aid that's supposed to go to them, any money and aid that was supposed to go to them, I guarantee you are sitting in Hamas coffers. Money, food, all of that. You've heard stories about some of those that escaped from Hamas, where Hamas soldiers were shooting them in the streets as they were trying to leave those cities that Israel was about to invade. But that doesn't mean anything, right? The people actually running away from it don't have any standing. Anyhow, it's a disgrace that the International Criminal Court is reportedly planning to issue baseless, illegitimate arrest warrants against Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu and other senior Israeli officials. According to Mike Johnson, he said such a lawless action by the ICC would directly undermine U.S. national security interests. If unchallenged by the Biden administration, the ICC could create and assume unprecedented power to issue arrest warrants against American political leaders, American diplomats, and even American military personnel. Then what do you do? How do you protect yourself? How do you do? You have to wait for an international organization to tell you how you can fight a war and what you can do. Remember, these freakoids are the same ones that actually made North Korea and China at one time put them at the head of the Women's Rights Council. Are they for real? Anyway. Instead of wrongly targeting Israel, the ICC should pursue charges against the Iran and its terror proxies, including Hamas. Right? Look at what they did. You want to talk about war crimes? Look what they did to those young girls. How they dragged them around half naked. Seriously. What about the hostages they have that we don't know anything about now? Some say that they're dead. That's why they can't produce them. That's why they won't let them go. I think that that's where it is. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Monday that the Biden administration doesn't support the ICC's investigation against the Israeli officials. We've been really clear about the ICC investigation. We do not support it. We don't believe that they have the jurisdiction. I'll leave it there for now. Yes, of course you will. Again, what do they want Israel to do? Lay down? Surrender? Give it all up? No, really, seriously. I mean, we already know they hate Israel. We already know they hate the Jews. What would you expect? And why are you on their side? Why are you doing these things with them? So does Hamas and the people who support Hamas, do they have any exposure to, do they have any responsibility for the 1,400, 1,500 that were killed, raped, beaten, beheaded, anything? Do they have any of that? I'm curious. Because Trump and others, they would yell in a heartbeat, say, well, you said go do this, or you did this, or you, and your people went out and did this. And they would try to hold him responsible, wouldn't they? So why can't we? All right, on a lighter note. I think some of this is hilarious. I was telling you guys earlier, and then somebody sent me the link to the pictures of the coins. Because Newsom, for some odd reason, he thought he'd forget everything else that was going on and now throw out there that he wants to come up with a dollar coin, a design for a $1 coin. Right? He's looking for it to be issued in 2026. He's like, we need your help. The submissions so far, they didn't hold back. This was great. The coins that I saw, you guys, I mean, I know it's radio, so I really can't tell you. I can't show you. But most of the pictures center around homeless encampments, right? Fires going on in homeless encampments. And we can show you picture after picture after picture how bad it is here. People don't believe it. They think the guys on the right are just making it up. But really, you know, go look it for yourselves. You'll see them. And they're not from right-leaning organizations either. You really just need to take your time, do your homework, and understand truly what's happening out here to really know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I love this. Again, the lefties are going nuts after, there's been a decade-long battle with residents in Louisiana who have secured approval to carve out their own city from within the city. And it's a debate over racial segregation. And part of it is because they're mostly white in that city. Mostly, not all. But the crime rate has gone through the roof, and the regular city won't do anything to provide proper police service. And this city will. Anyway, I'll bring it back tomorrow. God bless, guys. Keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing. Remember, get informed, and then please engage. Please engage. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.